Do we want to just say, oh, I've always put the key into this hole, so until this hole becomes available, I'm not going to put my key anywhere? No!
Barry Friedman, you are a person who has reinvented yourself at the top notch, top of the game in so many new things. And we're in a time in history when every single person in the universe, whether they want to or not, needs to reinvent themselves. You've done this many times, sometimes on purpose, sometimes out of necessity. But every time you kind of came out and just created this new thing that you probably could have never imagined you were even able to come up with the idea or create that thing. I feel like you're on all sides of the fence with all of these things. And, you know, you're delivering and it's like people are coming to you because they value your ideas and the things that you're able to offer them. So how do you feel like that relates to everyone else who's in this world right now?
You know, it's funny, Chris. It's a great lead-in question, too. They say the best time if you want a tall oak tree to plant the seed would have been about 100 years ago. Second best time is right now.
Yeah.
So ideally, if you are in this world right now and you're still waiting for the comedy club to come back and you're waiting to get back on the cruise ship and you're waiting for the fairs to open up, it's trouble. You know, there's trouble in River City. I'll admit it. What I can tell you is we are so far above other people. Other muggles, you know, regular salespeople. Look at a guy like Chris. Here's a guy, you know, great comedy juggler. We got that title. And now it's kind of scary just to see where you're going out producing, looking for opportunities, seeing openings, making web commercials, producing shows for other people. So all these skills we have as entertainers, from being in front of people, from being improvisational, knowing how to book our own business, how to deal with changes at the last minute, all of this stuff, these are skill sets that transfer across every experience we're having right now. The key is, do we want to just say, oh, I've always put the key into this hole, so until this hole becomes available, I'm not going to put my key anywhere. No, you guys, if you're not going to look, I said this back in February, I did the Entertainer State of the Union address. And I said, if you're not going to shift to where we're heading for the next at least 3 months, and we're about there now, we're a little past that now, get a job. Get a job as quickly as you can. Get a job. And now we have a longer road ahead of us. So open up. Maybe over the next few minutes, we can at least inspire you to open up and look at, take inventory, mental, physical, comedic, emotional, financial, whatever you have available to you. Take inventory on that right now. Find holes to fill because, boy, we are ahead. I get to consult with some of these huge companies. I mean, crazy companies. I'm not even allowed to say their name, but I took this little crazy studio I built in a corner in a room that didn't exist in my house. And I meet with teams of top people on marketing teams who are gathered around shitty lighting on a laptop with six people. And I'm here switching cameras, showing them what their next 3 months is going to look like. And they're basically, we can't afford to not have you on our team. So I just double my price every time. And every time people are saying, yes, work with us, give us your ideas. And it's nothing that any of us who have been on stage, sold our act, can think on their feet, have creative ideas, aren't afraid to say, just go. Gonna little plug for Chris's book there. It's nothing that any of us can't jump in and do is find holes for places and culture right now in sales, marketing, service that are hurting and just saying, how can I apply all these skills I have as the amazing person I am, as an entertainer that I am, and make this person's life better? So you're doing it.
Yeah.
You're doing it.
Yeah. And I want to even double down on that because there's somebody who hears that. And I'm like, well, I didn't even make it in entertainment. So they're going to say, well, it's easy for you guys to say. You already had that credibility as being, you know, professional entertainers and that. And I'm around filmmakers now and photographers and models and Instagram models. And everyone kind of, I'm seeing so much of this mindset of like, well, there's no photo shoots because people aren't allowed to be in the same room together. Or there's no video shoots. And I've talked to actor friends who got union full rate commercials and the director was on a Zoom call. And my one friend, she was filming a cell phone commercial. So they're like, they sent her the cell phone and they're like, you just film yourself at home. It's like the best thing. She got to use the cell phone and the director was just like, okay, get this shot, move over here by the window. But she was willing to see the opportunity. It was a better commercial than it would have been in quote, normal times.
Oh, so real. Yeah, and that's what we have to do is every Chris and I just talked before we went live about if you're waiting to pretend it's normal again, just stop. Just go. We're going the opposite of your book. But if you're gonna literally sit there and wait for things to come back, just stop. You can't right now. In fact, do this. This is something a coach that I pay a lot of money to told me. He said, collect as many no's as you possibly can. It's like make that your goal every day from a web commercial, from a director, a producer, a client. Just collect no's and celebrate those things. We did that in Showbiz Blueprint. We had a little no contest. Who can collect the most no's? Because guess where all the yeses live? Smack in that same neighborhood with all the no's. So you just got to keep knocking on enough doors. And I'll tell you, man, it's damn fun, but you gotta get over your own story a little bit. And the story's easy to fall into. And you called it right at the beginning when you answered what I had just finished saying by saying there's going to be all these people who say that. That's the easy button. You guys don't hit the easy button. The more exciting stuff is happening. And what if I don't say Chris and Barry are doing okay because they had all this stuff in place? What if I just make it a goal today to contact 20 people on my LinkedIn, reach out to 10 people who a big voice in my head says, I have no right to get in touch with these people. There's no one you can't reach nowadays. No one you can't reach.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing, and I love that. I was on a Facebook thing the other day, and somebody was like, "Well, how do you?" It was a response actually to one of Scott Neri's posts, and Scott was saying like, "Yeah, exactly that. Reach out to people." And somebody said like, "Well, how do you find that? There's not like a public directory, a phone book anymore." And I'm like, "What the?" There's not a phone book anymore. Like
Someone said phone book?
How much did the phone book suck when you had to go find it? It's like I was like I and I was like I don't know. I was like frustrated at first, but I was like, this person didn't know that LinkedIn was the greatest phone book ever.
Right. Did Scott himself have to look up phone book on Google? Because I'm not you may not know what a phone book was. Oh man. Yeah, you
Yeah.
guys have no easy button. The easy button is to say there's a reason I can't do this. Don't allow yourself that. It's too expensive. It's too expensive to pretend you're not powerful.
Yeah, and to double down on that value thing of just a real life example of it was like I'm working on this music world right now of like creating music content on the side, and I started two conversations. We'll call them probably two of the most recognizable instrument companies in the world. Direct contact with the marketing director of both of the companies, and I'm in the middle of email conversations with both of them. And I'm just like, hey, which one of you can I deliver the most value to bring me on to help make this thing? And it was literally just going to LinkedIn and saying, hey, I'm doing this stuff right now. It's really cool. Like, we film stuff with two people. We don't have a big production. So it was like, the things that used to feel like I wasn't good enough, oh, I don't have a production team, I don't have, 8 people on set helping me. Now all of those limitations from the past are the biggest asset that I have. They're like, oh, you can film like you and one musician and get high quality stuff. That's exactly what we need because we can't have big productions. And
My
just
gosh.
utilizing those things. And it's like, again, it's like, I can't stress it enough. People are like, well, how do you do it? I sent a message to them on LinkedIn and say, hey, I'm doing something really cool and we are already using your products. So I think it would be really help beneficial if we have a conversation. They're like, heck yeah, like here, email me and
Oh.
let's get this started. Like they're asking me to do the
They're
thing I'm
dying
usually
for
afraid
it.
of.
People are dying for ideas right now. They're hungry, they're desperate, and really coming at them with some creativity, not expecting them to connect the dots, but doing what Chris did. I mean, my gosh, just we're using this. It's simple is the new complex. It used to be great. How complex can we make it? How many people can our trailer credits go on for 10 minutes? Simple is the new complex. Scrappy is the new, whatever, epic. And that's where it's at right now. Come to people with ideas, not ideas, but connecting the dots and just saying, here's what it's going to look like. It's I mean, Chris can tell you this from Showbiz Blueprint. I never talk to my clients, if we get this, here's what's going to, I always said, when we come on stage, when the show starts, always talk from the place of you're already doing it. And that confidence is, it's a warm blanket right now to people who are freezing cold, and it's air to people who are suffocating. So, yeah, find what you can do, you guys, and collect no's. It's a huge takeaway from just this short little conversation. Here's how I think it can tie up real quickly. If we were on a live thing and we were in front of an audience, I would say, raise your hand if you operate from a place of making sure you don't offend people versus getting a message to someone who really needs it. If my suggestion is, if you can operate more from a place of who can I impact, as opposed to I don't want to offend people, man, come from that place of who can I have impact on and what would it look like to have a conversation with them and to make a proposal to them that you know can help them. You know, if you can come from that place of what impact can I have? You know, how can I get that message through and not worry, hey, I'm sorry if I'm going to offend some people. That's going to happen. I'm doing a project right now that I promise you, I may lose half my email list, but I'm going to have a huge impact on the people that stay around. It's all I care about. You know, I'm not operating from the place of, oh shit, I don't want to, you know, no, that's done. Reach out, use the phone book, use LinkedIn, use Twitter handles. Unbelievable who you can stick an ad in front of. And if it's compelling enough, get them to click on a link or someone on their team. It's remarkable.
Yeah, amazing. Well, Barry, thank you so much for sharing so much of your stuff. You've been a big, I think, There should be some bracelets or something that are what would Barry do? Because that talk back at mindset, you think about what, you know, it's been, you know, I've been in kind of your world of mindset stuff for several years now. And some of the stuff, you know, just like the way that I think about sending proposals and just the idea that oftentimes now I don't need to send proposals. Because of the underlying mindset stuff, where they're not doing a request for a proposal because there aren't six options. There's one option, and I think all the stuff that you've been developing and sharing and helping with people is incredible. And if people want to dig in more of it, they can find you on all the different projects that you're doing.
Yep, all the places. It's great. Hey, and just a quick shout back at you. I love what you're doing with your studio, helping people develop. And that's what we're doing right now. We have the stages in the corners of our rooms in a basement now. And Chris has been doing some amazing work. Thanks so much for that. I watch your stuff all the time and the quality just continues to go up. And I think your fun thing is that you know, I don't want to spend $20,000 doing this. You're like, these lights are like $5.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You're just showing all this really great way and it looks so good. So yeah, thanks. This is a big time for all of us.
When people think, oh, this, you have a studio, I'm like, no, this literally my life. I just decided I'm not going to have a couch and a TV. So this decision to make it happen, and here we are.
Not having a couch and a TV is already making you more money, and then you put stuff in there instead that actually does.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thanks again, Barry. Really appreciate everything that you're making.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.